Welcome to episode 3 of Am I Better Than You? The world's favorite new podcast. And by the world, I mean my friend Matt Benyo. High fives, Matt. Thanks for listening. You're the only one. So this is a podcast, if you're just joining us, where I, Megan Gogarty, compare myself to various people, historical figures, living and non-living, even fictional characters, and determine through a rigorous series of tests if I am, in fact, better than them. Now, those of you who've been following me on Twitter, again, high fives, Matt Benyo, you know that I have been A, sick with some horrible plague, and B, medicating myself through many rerun watchings of Star Trek The Next Generation. So for today's candidates for Am I Better Than You, first up, Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge, Chief Engineer of the Starship Enterprise D. If you don't watch Star Trek The Next Generation, then you will know him as the guy from Reading Rainbow with the banana clip on his face. And also, P.S., you should probably watch that show because it's really good. That's our first candidate. And then the second candidate today who will be playing with us is my friend's baby. But first, Geordi LaForge, let's put him through the test, our rigorous 9-question superiority matrix to determine once and for all, winner take all, to the death, if I am in fact better than Geordi LaForge. All right, 9 questions. Question the first. Smarter. Who is smarter, me or Geordi LaForge? Now, Geordi LaForge, chief engineer, he knows about things like dilithium crystals. He can calculate warp drive. Obviously, that puts him ahead of me. On the other hand, it's kind of an unfair disadvantage. I don't know how to calculate warp because warp is not really a thing that exists yet. So, on the other hand, he does know things like calculus and Newtonian physics, two things that I have been assured do exist and other people know them now. So, I think he's kind of winning this one in a walk. Geordi LaForge, smarter than me. Obviously, I think it's an obvious one. He's smarter than me. I'll give it to him. Wiser. Who is wiser, me or Geordi LaForge? Well, Geordi is known primarily for not only being super smart in the space flying, but also falling in love with fictional creatures that he meets in the holodeck, whereas I have never fallen in love with a fictional creature, only the movie stars that portray them. So therefore, I'm going to give it to me. Wiser me. I have yet to fall in love on the holodeck. Who's funnier, me or Geordi LaForge? Yeah, it's no contest. It's clearly me. Geordi is not funny so much as laughable. He sometimes will sort of crack wise with Data. I mean, his best friend is an android, and that tells you about the level of socializing that Geordi is comfortable with. He really likes machines and other things. That was my computer wanted you to know that I got a new message. Thanks, computer. I'm obviously not as comfortable with machines as Geordi LaForge, because Geordi would know how to turn off his incoming email sound when he was recording a podcast, or he would bother to go back and edit that out. I'm not doing either of those things. I'm too busy being hilarious. Point for funnier goes to me. Number 4, test 4. Who is better looking, me or Geordi LaForge? Now, he is at a bit of a disadvantage in that he's wearing that banana clip and also has to wear those sort of dorky uniforms. On the other hand, credit where it's due, he is a very handsome man. His features are very symmetrical. I'll give it to him. I think that Geordi is better looking than me. I'll give it to him. He's got that sort of high cheekbones. I think it's good. A very well-proportioned gentleman. Number 5, sex appeal. Who has greater sex appeal? I can't even finish it. It's so obviously me. I'm sorry, Geordi LaForge. I can't. It's so clearly me. Geordi, oh, Geordi. It's almost, it makes me love you more how unable you are to have anyone touch your genitals. It's just it breaks my heart and makes me want to give you a hug. But it's obviously me. If we were to participate in a 24-hour bone-off where we had to compete to see who could attract the most sexual partners, the only way Jordan LaForge is winning that contest is if he can account fictional people in his tally, which he cannot. So point me. Number 6, athletic. Who is more athletic? Jordy LaForge. I'll give it to him. He's in Starfleet. They have to stay fit. He has to skinny up and down Jeffrey's tubes. Like, he has got to stay fit and strong and lithe and lean. Whereas I get to sit around drinking Diet Coke and recording podcasts. So he gets the point there. He is more athletic. Number 7, charitable giving. Who gives more to charity, me or Jordy LaForge? Again, this is tricky because Jordy LaForge lives in the 24th century, a time when apparently human needs have all been met. There is no more starving people. There's no more avarice because everybody's basic needs are met. So is there really the need for charitable giving? On the other hand, he does seem to care a lot about humankind. He kind of has a more of a noble purpose than I do. I don't have a very noble purpose at all. Yeah, I'll give it to him. Charitable giving, I'll give it to him. I've talked myself into it. The noble purpose of Starfleet, I'm ascribing to Jordy LaForge. He gets charitable giving. Also, you know, yeah, that's it. Charitable giving. All right. Number 8, luckier. Who is luckier, me or Jordy LaForge? Yeah, it's obviously Jordy LaForge. He gets to fly around on a spaceship. He's having drinks with Guinan. He gets to go in the holodeck anytime he likes and have all kinds of magical relationships. It's totally, he's living the dream. Whose job do you suppose it is to clean the holodeck? I bet that's a terrible job. I mean, the holodeck is essentially red tube plus Google Glass plus, I don't know, all kinds of, you know, in Japan they have these things called love hotels where you can rent them by the hour and they're just equipped with all sorts of accoutrement that you might require in the act of lovemaking. Like, the holodeck has got to be that times 1,000. Just food for thought. Finally, number 9, who is more emotionally resilient, me or Jordy LaForge? Boy, that is a tough one. On the one hand, Jordy's had some hard knocks. He was born blind. He has to wear that banana clip on his face because he can't see otherwise. And the visor, as you know, if you are a Star Trek Next Generation fan, you know the visor causes him constant pain. But it's worth it because he has a broad spectrum of vision, much broader than regular human vision. So that's kind of a mixed bag there. Yay, he gets to see more stuff. Boo, constant pain, right? The trade-offs there. On the other hand, you know, I spent this weekend being all phlegmy and gross, and I had to miss some shows I wanted to see. W. Camo Bell came through town, missed him. Henry Rollins came through town, missed him. And I'll tell you, I didn't take it well. I had tickets for both of those shows, missed them both. I was very whiny about it on various social media platforms. I didn't take it well. In my weakened condition, I'll give it to him. I think that I had not yet really heard him complain about the pain in his visor in all of the episodes that I've been watching. So he seems to kind of take that in stride. Meanwhile, if you've been paying attention to me at all, you've heard me complain a lot about a lot of things. So he gets the point. So Megan gets 1, 2, 3 points. Jordy gets 6. Holy cow, Jordy LaForge is better than me? Oh, I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming, but I see now I am wiser, funnier, and have more sex appeal, but where he is really creaming me is in the charitable giving, the luckier, and the emotionally resilient. Wow, I didn't see that coming. I really thought I was going to be better than him. Well, you know what? Humility. You learn some stuff about yourself playing this game. This game is not for the faint of heart. All right, next contestant on Am I Better Than You? My friend's new baby. Let's put it to the test. 9 superiority matrix questions. Coming up, number 1. Who is smarter, me or my friend's baby? I think it's obviously me. Babies are very dumb. They don't know any. They can't talk. They don't have any real cognitive functions that are worth writing home about. Babies are so dumb, they don't even know that they're babies. They don't even know that their hands are attached to their body. You got to put little rattles on their wrists to teach them that their hands belong to their bodies. They just lie on their back and wave their little fists, and if a fist crosses their field of vision, they're like, whoa, what was that? And then another one, their other fist flings by, and they're like, there's 2 of them. At least I think there's 2. I don't actually know how to count because I am a baby and I'm dumb. Point me, smarter. Who is wiser, me or my friend's baby? Well, listen, if this baby knew the grief it was causing its mother, she would knock that stuff off right away. This baby cries all the time. This baby is not considerate of other people's feelings. This baby has no conception of a long-term plan. You know, if I do this, I might get this in the future. None of that. This baby, I could beat this baby in chess. I could beat this baby in any kind of, like, negotiation or diplomacy. No, I'm getting the point. I am clearly wiser than the baby. Hands down. Running away. Who's funnier, me or my friend's new baby? All right, credit where it's due. The baby is funny. The baby causes other people to laugh. But honestly, and I don't want to sound like a comedy snob, the baby is really playing for the cheap seats. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, really phoning it in, lowest common denominator kind of stuff. Some gurgles, some coos, some funny expressions. It's more, again, not so much funny as laughable. Where's the wit? I don't see this baby showing any signs of wit, any signs of cleverness. I don't hear a well-turned phrase coming out of this baby's mouth. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. I'm funnier. Point me. Who is better looking, me or the baby? I don't want to have to say the hard truth here. My friend's baby is very cute. Babies are cute. But she's also a newborn baby, and she hasn't quite grown into her skull yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've seen a newborn baby, you realize that Gerber has been lying to you. Pampers have been lying to you. They got weird marks all over their face. Their heads are all misshapen. Their face is all squashed up. They're not attractive. They look like little tomatoes wearing, you know, pajamas. They're not attractive at all. Meanwhile, my hair game has been on point lately. I mean, really, it's like a crown of sunlight emanating from my head. It pains me, and I'm sorry about it, but truths have to be told. Better looking, point goes to me. Absolutely, point to me. Who has greater sex appeal, me or the baby? We're just going to say me and leave it at that. Okay, next one. 6. 6. Who is more athletic, me or the baby? Now listen, this baby can't even roll over. And I understand it's a developmental stage, still sort of learning its body. But this is a cruel world, and it's a cruel test. It's a take no prisoner superiority matrix test. And the facts speak for themselves. Who is more athletic? Obviously me. I can run. I can jump. I know where my hands are. I'm sorry, baby, but it's the truth. I'm winning. Number 7, charitable giving. Who is more charitable, me or the baby? Again, listen, it's breaking my heart, but it's obviously me. It's obviously me because the baby is the most selfish creature I've ever met. This baby, let me just tell you, this baby, she doesn't care about what her mother feels, what her father feels. This baby is like, oh, feed me, clothe me, get the poop off of my body. I don't feel like doing it myself. Just really kind of a jerk, frankly. Oh, it's 2 a.m. I'm just going to wake you up because I don't feel like sleeping anymore. This baby is not thinking about other people. It's a really selfish, selfish person. Whereas I am selfish, but at least, you know, I did the dishes last night. You know what I mean? Like, it was, I said, you know what? I will do these dishes. You're welcome, family. Point me. Who is luckier, me or my friend's baby? Well, nobody's wiping my bottom. Nobody's delivering me meals that are perfectly calibrated for my developmental needs. Nobody is letting me run around in cute pink pajamas all day long, swaddled in soft blankets. Yeah, this baby is totally lucky. This baby doesn't even know how good she has it. Point baby. Number 9, who is more emotionally resilient, me or the baby? Again, oh, it's me. It's obviously me. It's hard for me to even mount a defense for this baby. This baby cries the drop of a hat. It has gas. It hurts its tummy. Wah, wah. It's too cold. Wah. It's too hot. Wah. Just every little thing sets this baby off. Me, you don't hear me complaining. You don't hear me crying if it's too hot or too cold. If it's too cold, you know what I do? I put on a sweater. That's called taking care of business. You know what I'm saying? It's called being self-reliant. Whew. So calculating them up in our 9-point superiority matrix, yikes. Who is better, me or my friend's baby? It is me in a landslide. 8-1. The only point the baby's getting is luckier, and I smoke the baby in every other category. Yikes. Ha ha. So, my friend, if you're listening, you with the baby, maybe take my calls next time. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm thinking that I understand that you're spending a lot of time with your stupid newborn baby, but on balance, you should really ditch that kid and go to the movies with me sometime. That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? Like, just like, maybe you want to hear about my day once in a while. Just think about it. I'm just planting that seed in your head. You just think about it. Because really, who is better? The superiority matrix does not lie. It's obviously me. Okay. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Am I Better Than You? Once again, the score, Jordy the Forge, better than me, but I am way better than my friend's baby. Thanks for listening, Matt Benyo. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.